Well, there's no question that NAFTA was an agreement where Florida agriculture was substantially sacrificed on the altar of free trade, and while the cumulative benefits of it to the nation were positive, it came at substantial expense to Florida farmers.
But Putnam knows trade issues do vary from country to country, region to region.
And when you're talking about a lot of these Asian countries, they have an affluent and highly developed middle class who can afford the quality products that we produce. And there's less downside of them flooding the market with ag products that compete directly with us. So the alarm bells aren't the same for a Pacific agreement as they were and continue to be with NAFTA. There is an opportunity in certain commodities to play offense, and there's less downside in terms of playing defense in preparation for cheap imports. The same would be true of an agreement with the EU. You're talking about a long-established market, affluent consumers who we've spent a long time building a market for, and we could tear down some of the tariff barriers that make our products prohibitively expensive in those areas. But we need to take every trade agreement one at a time. Details matter. We need them to be wisely negotiated, and we need them to be enforced. And my frustration with previous agreements is as much with lack of enforcement as it is with the substance of the agreement itself. In many cases, protections were built in to the agreement that have been largely ignored by our U.S. Trade Office.